This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in U.S. military training and education, according to a statement confirmed by the Pentagon to VOA via email. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense, the U.S. Defense Department, that is, trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Joe Biden said Thursday that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moise was shot and killed in a pre-dawn hours on July 7 at his home just outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery at a Miami, Florida hospital. The interim Prime Minister, Claude Joseph, told reporters he had spoken to the First Lady and she is doing well. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars, caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at a news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who are in this catastrophe, have lost loved ones, and who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing." Death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency's South Africa director warned in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, that the hospitals are near capacity and deaths have jumped by 40% this week. The UN official said the highly infectious Delta variant is active in 21 countries in the Africa region. Los Angeles County's public health officer says a rapid sustained increase in COVID-19 cases in the nation's largest county requires a return to mandatory mask wearing indoors, even when people are vaccinated. The spokesperson said that a public health order requiring indoor masks will go into effect on Saturday. He didn't detail what he and what also say I've offered more exceptions. The health officer said the county has been recording more than 1,000 new cases each day for a week, and that there is now substantial community. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on Americans to fight misinformation about the coronavirus. Vivek Murthy says health misinformation has led people to resisting wearing masks, to turn down proven treatments, and to choose not to get vaccinated. Virus cases have been going up in many states while the pace of vaccinations has slowed. Every week, the Surgeon General says, he talks to doctors and nurses across the country who are burning out as they care for more and more patients with COVID-19 who've never gotten vaccinated, although too often because they were misled with misinformation. The World Health Organization is calling it infodemic. The U.S. government said Thursday will begin offering up to $10 million for information to identify or locate malicious cyber actors working on behalf of a foreign government that are trying to cripple the internet operations of American businesses and infrastructure. The new reward was announced as the U.S. faces a growing threat from ransomware attacks. The demand from foreign entities that U.S. corporations and institutions pay millions of dollars to unlock critical technology systems that hackers have seized. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.